Have we lost the hunger? Have we lost the thirst for moving on God, for going to deeper depths and higher heights in God? Have we become complacent with where we are? Nicodemus teaches us a great story here because with all that he possesses, with everything that he has, he's not satisfied. So he seeks out Jesus, and the Bible says that he comes to him in the nighttime.
Nicodemus was a well-respected teacher and member of the Jewish ruling council. However, with all his knowledge and privilege, he still lacked a true and honest relationship with God. We should honestly ask ourselves, do I have a personal relationship with God? Am I more preoccupied with traditions and titles? Pastor Hornbuckle's message entitled, Christ, a Witness of Nicodemus, will help us understand the importance of having a true and honest relationship with God.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, saints and friends. We thank God for you. Amen. Being with us on this grand Sunday afternoon. Praise the Lord. Let's give the praise team a hand. Didn't we enjoy the praise team? God bless you. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. Wonderful, wonderful job. Wonderful job. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Just a couple of observations. Praise the Lord before we get into the word of the Lord. God bless you on today. Do thank God. Amen. For the Ward family stopping by. Amen. We don't call them guests. They're family. But we do thank God for seeing you all here. Amen. On this afternoon. Praise the Lord. We had a chance to talk to the Ward family, Minister Ward in particular, there for a few minutes between services. Praise God. And gave him an invitation to come on and deliver the word sometime in the near future. Amen. Wouldn't that be great, Lily, to hear the word of the Lord? He's just like family. Amen. He is family. Praise the Lord. Just like he is family. Praise God. And he so graciously agreed. So we're going to work something out. Praise the Lord. And allow him, amen, to minister. Praise the Lord. The Lord really elevated Minister Ward and took him into a ministry, amen, that he and his family is pursuing. Praise the Lord. And we all know when God calls us to a particular ministry, man, we got to obey God. Praise the Lord. We have to obey God. Amen. So he is, and his family are dear friends of ours. Praise the Lord. He's part of this family. Amen. They're welcome here anytime. Praise God. Amen. But he's doing a great work out there in the community. Amen. And so we want him to know that we love them and we pray for them daily. Praise the Lord. So God bless you, saints. Amen. Just one other observation. We thank God for the Halliburton family. Praise the Lord. And if my knowledge serves me right, this will be their last Sunday. Praise God. And we appreciate them and all that the work that they've done here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's give them a hand. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we wish you Godspeed. Praise the Lord on your next destination where God is taking you. Praise God. So with that said, saints, we're going to go straight to the word of the Lord on today. The Lord has given me a word today. Our screens are not working at this time. Seems like that happens quite a bit when I'm getting ready to deliver the word, but that's all right. Praise the Lord. We're still going to go right ahead with what the Lord has given us. So if you have your Bibles, if you don't have a Bible, I'm sure we can get you a Bible. Praise the Lord. We're coming from the book of St. John, New Testament, the book of St. John. Praise God. Wonderful, wonderful book of St. John. We're going to come from the third chapter of St. John. Praise the Lord. And we're going to be reading five verses, verses 1-5. I'll give you a second to get that. I do want to give observation to our media technicians in the back, Brother Lemoy, Brother Andrew. Praise God. Amen. Let's give them a hand. Praise the Lord. Doing a great job back there. Amen. It's my understanding Brother Canaan had a class on media technology and so forth. And we've got some quick ones back there, quick, sharp learners. Praise the Lord. Didn't take much. I'm sure Brother Canaan was thrilled with that. And of course, my son Daniel, who heads that group back there. Praise the Lord. Just being the longest running person to work back there. And I'm proud of him. Praise the Lord, who's back there also. Brother Josh is laughing at me, but you know how us dads get about our sons. Praise the Lord. So God bless you, saints. We thank God for you. Praise the Lord. I do have a word from the Lord for you today. And we're going to come from, again, St. John, the third chapter, verses 1 through 5. Praise God. Thank God for these musicians. Amen. All of you. Praise God. God bless you. They work so hard. Amen. Enjoy them in their rehearsals. I tell you, they're just into it, and they're together. And I appreciate them so much. Praise the Lord. Let's just rest on our feet. If you mind, please rest on your feet for the reading of God's word. You can read along with me. St. John, third chapter, verses 1 through 5. And you can read along with me. Verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. You may take your seats. God bless you. God bless you on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be talking from the topic, Christ's Witnesses to Nicodemus. Christ witnesses to Nicodemus. And all of us are witnesses. Am I right? Am I right? We're all witnesses. We that believe God and know God, we should be witnesses for the kingdom of God. And so, as pastor today, I want to show you. Today, I want us to look at how Jesus witnessed to a man by the name of Nicodemus. Because some of us may not really know how to witness. And I think we can learn a lot from today's passage as to how Jesus witnessed to Nicodemus. Praise the Lord. The Bible says here in verse 1 that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. Praise God. There was a man. This man, Nicodemus, was attracted to Christ. He was very attracted to Christ. Praise the Lord. And there was something about Jesus that drew Nicodemus to him. And one of the things that I want us to look at is how did Christ interact with Nicodemus? How did he interact with Nicodemus? And how do you interact with those that you come in contact that have questions about the gospel? Very, very briefly, when we look at his interaction with Nicodemus, one of the first things I think we'll find out that Jesus was patient with him. He was patient with Nicodemus. Praise God. I mean, he didn't become impatient with him, but he was patient with him. He really wanted to listen to what Nicodemus had to say. Okay, these young people, that's enough. That's enough. These young people, we can't be doing this. Now stop. Shirley, you go find your mom. You go with your mother and father. None of that. Listen, so he was patient with Nicodemus. He didn't not have time to talk to him, to work with him. And saints, this is something for us to learn. Sometimes when people call us and really want to know something about the Word of God, you've got to be patient with them. This is one of the things he was. He was patient. He was straightforward with Nicodemus. He was straightforward with him. Praise God, as we'll see here real quickly. Not only was he straightforward with Nicodemus, but he was clear with him and he was honest. He was honest with him. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. For when we look at the scripture, the scripture says that there was a man of the Pharisees. This man, Nicodemus, was a man of the Pharisees. He was a man of the Sanhedrin group. He was of the highest nature, the highest order. This man came to Jesus. He wasn't just any ordinary man, but he was a ruler. He was a ruler seeking out information from Jesus. Praise God. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, whose name itself means, Nicodemus, the name itself means conqueror of the people. He was already set. Nicodemus was already proven. He was a ruler. He was one of the top-notch people, one of the most influential people in the community. But here, he's coming seeking Jesus. Praise God. He's seeking after the Lord Christ. Listen, I want you to understand this. What you possess in having Christ in your life, the Holy Spirit, we talked about it. That's inside you has the ability to draw the most influential, the most prominent, the most educated people in the world. Not you, but it's the Christ in you. Christ is not only attractive to those that are ignorant, to those that are unlearned, to those that are lost, but even those that we think seem to have it together, those we think tend to have it together, even those need something from Christ. So don't write off your supervisor. Don't write off the head of the company that's a CEO. Don't write them off, because even those that we think have it together need Christ. Am I right about it? Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Everybody needs Christ, no matter who you are. You like that, Jesse, don't you? Yeah, you understand that, right? Everybody needs Christ. Praise the Lord. And so this man Nicodemus, who had it all figured out, who was a ruler, who was well-versed, well-educated, finds something special about Christ. In verse 2, it says here, the same came to Jesus by night. Now, I don't know why the Bible doesn't really bring it out as to why he came by night. There's a lot of versions that say that he didn't want to be seen. He wanted to be not able to be distinguished. He wanted to do it when there wasn't a crowd around. But the Bible says that he was seeking after something. Praise God. And one other point. You know, no matter how educated Nicodemus became, no matter how blessed he was, no matter how educated, no matter the fact that he was a ruler, he didn't want to stop growing. Huh? He still wanted to grow in Christ. I believe that. I believe he was still looking for something. Otherwise, he would have never came to look for Jesus. He could have been satisfied right where he was. He could have said, I've got what I want, I've got what I need, and I don't need anything else. But you know what? As educated as he was, as versed as he was, as powerful man as he was not satisfied. He was still searching for something. Have we lost the hunger? Have we lost the thirst for moving on God, for going to deeper depths and higher heights in God? Have we become complacent with where we are? Nicodemus teaches us a great story here because with all that he possesses, with everything that he has, he's not satisfied. So he seeks out Jesus, and the Bible says that he comes to him in the nighttime. And whatever reason he came in the nighttime, and a lot of people believe it was because he didn't want to be associated, didn't want people to see him talking to Jesus, but he knew he needed to talk to this man of God. Praise the Lord. Don't get satisfied where you are, saints. Don't get satisfied in the place that God has placed you. Know that there's higher heights for you. Know that there's greater things that God want to do in your life. Come on and give God a hand praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's not done with you yet. You have not reached your full potential yet. You have not reached the top of where God wants to take you. There are depths that God has not taken you to yet that he wants to bring you. Some of you are pastors. Some of you are missionaries. Some of you are head of companies. Some of you are senators. I mean, there are so many things that God says that are inside of you. And don't become complacent where you are. Come on and give God a hand. Ah, glory. I feel the Holy Ghost now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He had attained. He had come in a lot, but he was still searching. He said that, I don't care. I'm going to go to Jesus by night. I'm gonna scoop myself in there because I got to talk to this man. I got to talk to him. There's something about him. There's something different about this man. Praise God. And so he says that he came by night and he addresses him. He says unto him, Rabbi. Now listen, this term denoted the fact that he respected Jesus. He honored who Jesus was. Mm-hmm. When he chose to call him Rabbi, he was showing Jesus the utmost respect. Listen to how people call you. Well, I know when people are not really happy with me. They call me, how you doing? I'm not hung up on titles now. But when you always call me pastor, then you come up to me and say, hey, what's going on, Howard? And put a little emphasis on it. No. Mr. Hornbuckle. Now, I know sometimes we call each other by first name, but you know when you're doing what you're doing. Huh? It's disrespectful. You can make it seem disrespectful. When you know we address each other by Brother Victor, Brother William, huh? Sister Brittany, Sister Brandy, Brother Davion, Brother Joshua. That's how the saints address each other. Now, it's been done. Hey, how you doing there, Vic? You know, sometimes we do that playful. We just do it because it just happens sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that. But we know when we're doing it in a derogatory sense or a disrespectful sense. But this young man, this is why I believe Christ was patient with him. He comes to Jesus and he says, Rabbi, meaning I honor you. I believe in you. I know what you stand for, and I'm going to address you. I'm going to start my talk out by showing that I respect you. I respect you. You're a rabbi. Huh? You're an honored teacher. You're honored. You walk with God. And he says here, he says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. We just know it. We know that you are a teacher. You that you've come from God. We know this. We know this, Jesus. I don't care how educated I am. I don't care how many things I've accomplished, but there's something different about you. And somebody on your job sees Christ in you. They see the difference in you. That's what attracts others. It's not you. It's not your personality. It's not your looks. Christ is what attracts. Christ is what draws. Christ is what we need. Come on and give God a hand. Pray. We need it. We need him. We need him. We need him. We need him. And we need him. We need him. He draws the most unlikely. You get people that want to hang out with you, people that want to share things with you. They're attracted to the Christ in you. Praise God. And the more you read, the more you study, the more you fast, the more you pray, praise God, the more that Christ comes up, the more Christ-likeness comes, the more the fruits of the Spirit are evident. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. That's what the world needs. How do we explain a shooting in Umpqua, Oregon? I played at that school. I played against that school in college. Umpqua, Oregon. I would have never imagined some 35, 40 years later that nine people, somebody would open fire and kill nine people just like that. All that tells me they ain't got no peace. They have no joy. They don't have God. And that's what the world needs. Too many. Just talking to them, there's too many. I mean, people afraid to come to church because they feel a gunman gonna come in. Because there's no peace out there, saint, but you have it. He said, peace I leave you. What? Not as the world give it, but I give you. Praise God. Praise God. He said, we know you're a teacher come from God. Hallelujah. Nicodemus, how do you know that he's a teacher that come from God? What makes him different? Praise the name of the Lord. What makes you different? My God. He said, you gotta be a teacher that come from God. Praise the Lord. Because no man, my God, no woman, praise the name of the Lord. No man can do these miracles. Praise the Lord. There's miracles that Christ was working that was unexplainable. Now, one of the verses in the Bible denotes miracle as signs. There's no one that can do signs like you do, except God be with him. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, the signs have distinguished you, Jesus. The turning water into wine, praise God. The raising of the dead, my God. When people come against you and you yet love them, these are signs that show me that there's something different about you, Jesus. Praise God. And this man wanted to know. He wanted to get close to God. Praise the Lord. My God. Listen, he thought he knew Jesus. Nicodemus thought he knew Jesus. He talked about the miracles. He talked about the signs that he saw Jesus do. He said, God must be with you because you're doing too many great things for this to be mere man. But I like Jesus' response. Jesus said in verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, Nicodemus, except a man be born again, glory to God, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. And this is the witnessing technique that we see Christ taking part in. This is his interaction. He's straightforward. He's clear. He's honest. He says, Nicodemus, I don't want to hear about my miracles. In other words, I don't want to hear about my signs. I don't want to hear how big and packed and how nice the church is. Praise God. But Nicodemus, what I want you to know, I know you're building me up and I know you're setting me up. I've experienced. They build you up and they build you up. They build you up. He built Christ up. He said, you are from God. And all Christ said, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about my success. I don't want to talk about this being my church because it's not my church. I don't want to talk about that. But Christ said, I'm going to go to the heart of the problem. I'm going to the heart of the meat of the matter. Praise God. He said, Nicodemus, you know, this is all fine. But listen, except the man be what? Born again. I don't want you wrapped up on what you see. Hallelujah. I don't want you wrapped up in the signs that are going on around you. But Nicodemus, you need to be born again. Praise God. He said, except a man be born again. Except a man meet Christ for himself. Praise God. Except a man have an experience with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to God. He won't see the kingdom of God. Praise God. There's all kind of good signs and wonders going around. Praise God. Hallelujah. I look at when we started our fast at the beginning of the year, and we're going to do it again. 21 days Daniel fast. Praise God. I talked about it. Hallelujah. We didn't have renters or rentals at all in the building. Praise God. And it seems like we can't get enough renters now. Praise God. Seems like we're here every day of the week opening the church for the community. Praise God. These are signs and things that God is here, praise the Lord. Glory to God, because we didn't have them in January. They were not here in January. But we said as a church, we're going to fast and seek God, praise the Lord. We're going to get alone and close to God. And I thank God for bringing in the help, praise the Lord. I thank God for bringing in the community, praise God. But I'm not hung up on renters, praise God. I'm not hung up on this parking lot like it was Saturday, filled with cars all the way around it, because people are here to help, because we're here to help the community, praise God. I'm not getting caught up with what need we're meeting in the community, praise God. Hallelujah. But when those people come through those doors, hallelujah, I want to witness to them that Jesus saves, praise God, and that we're here to be a light to the community. Come on and give God a hand, praise. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We won't get caught up on the signs and the wonders that God is doing, but we need a born-again experience. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is what the church needs. Praise God. Listen, we have what we need today. Hallelujah. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory. And Christ attracts. God, Christ brings in. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Christ was concerned about this man's heart. He was concerned about his mindset. Nicodemus, being educated, being knowledgeable, said, Lord, how can a man be born again? Hallelujah. How can he enter back into his mother's womb? He was thinking fleshly. He was thinking naturally. And many of us, some of us have been coming to church all our lives, and we forget that this is a spiritual walk. Praise the Lord. We walk in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And if we begin to continue to look at things in the natural, black and white says, no way it's going to work. But spiritually, God has already given you the victory. He said, Christ, that don't make sense. That don't make sense. How can a man enter back into his mother's womb? He said, no, Nicodemus, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But you need to be born of the Spirit and washed with the water. You need the regeneration of the Holy Ghost in your life. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you've been coming to church. You know someone who's been coming to church. You said, I've been coming to church all my life, but no one asked me Are you saved? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? And today, we want to witness to you. You say, well, Pastor, I'm in the church. I'm here. I'm doing this in the church. I'm helping the church. But do you know him? I know you're good at what you do. You dance, you do this, and you do that. But do you know him? Have you had that experience? Have you had the born-again experience? When you go out and witness, do you tell the people, do you tell them, just come on to my church? Do you bring them out for the right reasons? Or do we really have a heart for them to be saved, a heart for them to know Christ? Are we bringing them out for the signs? Are we bringing them out for the looks? Or are they showing a genuine desire to be saved? Are they showing a genuine desire to want to know the Lord? Are we being honest with them when we witness? Are we being clear with them? Are we being patient when we witness? My God. Today, God is saying, first, it starts with you. Right where you are. Yours may be a rededication. Saying, God, I've been going through the motions. I haven't been serious. I've just been going through the motions. But I want this Christ that affected Nicodemus. I want this Christ that brought a Jew, a ruler out to inquire, what must I do to be with you, to do the things you do, to be impressive like you? What must I do? There's something different. And there's something different in you today. That Christ is in you today. That same power that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you. Come on and give the Lord a hand. Pray that same power, that same power, that same power that raised up Christ dwells in you. Glory to God. There is nothing you can't do without the help of the Lord. Nothing. Won't you come up to the altar with me as we all rededicate ourselves for a closer walk with the Lord, for a more powerful witness? Won't we just come to the altar, bend down? Come on, won't you be so kind? Let's just go to the altar. It's about him. And let's pray. Let's just pray to the Lord. God, I've been at church all my life, but I need you, God. I need you today. You talk to the Lord. You talk to him. Christ, come in. Come in and touch me. Come in and fill me with your spirit. Come in, Lord Jesus, come in. I need you, Jesus. I need you. I'm hurting inside. God, I need you. I want to be stronger. I want to serve you. And I humble myself at the altar. I confess my sins. I confess my wrong. I confess right now in the name of Jesus. And restore me, God. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my shortcomings. Forgive me of my faults. And restore me in a mighty, powerful way, God. I want to be that witness. I want to be that witness. I want to be that witness, God. I've got a Nicodemus on the job. I got a Nicodemus in my neighborhood, and he needs me. He needs to see the Christ. He needs to see the Spirit of God in me. Touch me. Won't you touch me, Lord? Won't you fill me with your presence? Won't you fill me with your presence? Jesus. Jesus. Touch me again. Touch me again. Touch me again, God. Touch me again. Talk to him, saints. Talk to him. This is your time. This is your time. This is your time with the Lord. Jesus. 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 I'm standing. I'm standing, God. Jesus. I feel your presence. Jesus. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me, Jesus. Touch us. Do your work, God. Do your work. Work, 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 Jesus. Jesus. Work in my life. Work in my life. Nasada Baba. Jesus. 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 Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, 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 Jesus. It's me, God. It's me, God. It's me, God. It's me. It's me. It's me. Oh, oh yes, Lord. I'm never the same. I'm not going to be the same. I'm not going to be the same. Asanda da da bo shanda. I'm not the same. It's me. It's not my sister. It's not my brother. I said, Jesus. It's not my father, but it's me, God. It's me standing in the need. I'm standing in the need of prayer right now. I need you right now. I need you right now. I need you. I need you. I need you. It's me, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus. I'm standing. Work, work, Jesus, work, Jesus. Yes. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. Stronger. I will witness. I will tell of your goodness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Touch us, Jesus. Fill her with your spirit, Jesus. A son da 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 bo shanda, that family, that home. Ah, na da da bo. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, glory. Yes. My God, my God. Yes. Oh, I feel God working. I feel God working. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hey. Oh, yes. Just pray about it, saints. Just pray about it. Pray about it. Just pray about it. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost, saints. I feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Just think about it, saints. Just think about it. Glory to God. It's the Christ in us. It's the new birth. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Things you used to do, we don't do no more. Things that hindered us, things that kept us distant from God, we don't do those anymore. All things, I pray more. I seek God more. I fellowship. Because I'm a new man. I'm a new man. I'm a new man. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray, Jesus. I'm new. I'm new. I'm new. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm new. I'm new. I'm new. I am new. I am new. I'm not the same. 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 I'm not a level shot. Fill her, God. Fill her, God. Fill her, God. I shot a little shot. Fill her. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, sister. Yeah. This is your blessing. Yes, yell it out. Don't you be ashamed. You gotta yell it out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Hey. My. Jesus. 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 We're witnessing, saints. We're witnessing to one another. We're witnessing. We're patient. We're witnessing. Yes. Ooh. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's da 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 shut down. Come on, feel the spirit of God. God. Glory to God. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand, praise, saints. Ooh, thank you. Oh, yes. Jesus. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. God bless you, saints. Let's give the Lord a hand, praise, everybody. Hallelujah. Because God is a good God. He's good. He's good. God bless you. Thank you so much. Don't you worry. Don't you listen to the lie of the devil. You say, you're not the same. I mean, you're the same way you used to be. That's what he tell you. There's nothing different about you. But you tell that devil you are a liar. God saved me. He changed me. This new birth is something real. That's why I don't have the desire to do the things I used to do, because it's real. Praise the Lord. God bless you, saints. God bless you. We're going to let you go. Amen. I want you to stay for just a few moments. We're going to participate in our Holy Communion service. Praise the Lord.
I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this message. Know that God loves and cares for you deeply. You know, we all have struggles in our life, tough times, and much more. But God is about to do great things in your life. Remember the scripture found in Galatians 6 and 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's your season for breakthrough. Don't give up. Don't stop. Trust God to bring you through. God bless you.
I would like to take the time to thank all listeners of the Lily Kojic Podcast. I pray that you or someone close to you was truly blessed by the messages that we bring to you weekly. As we go forward, we ask that you share the podcast with as many people as possible. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 states, "So neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but God gives the increase." Our goal is to expand this ministry to reach more people with the good news of the gospel. You can help us achieve that goal by supporting us with a donation of any amount. We have a donation button located on our podcast page that allows you to support this ministry. Thank you, and God bless.